with the world of Osaka Patu and HaMitzvah, and we pointed out that all the Rishonim agree that when you have Tirda the Mitzvah, that's a Poter. That's Konesa Sabasula, certainly is Patur, according to all the Rishonim. We have Machlokas Rishonim, whether the Patur is expanded also to the world of Toreach B'Mitzvah, and we spoke about Tircha both in terms of Mitzvah Mamush and in terms of Halicha L'Mitzvah, and we have a Machlokas Rishonim, is there this ancillary Srach Mitzvah, is there a Tirda of Srach Mitzvah, with the Meiri added. So those were areas of Machlokas as to whether those are also included in the din of Osek B'Mitzvah. And we spoke about many, many nafkaminas lahalacha, depending upon our definition of Osek B'Mitzvah. In the second shiur, we dealt with a machlokas rishonim, to what degree does one have to be involved in Mitzvah A in order to impact on Mitzvah B? Do we require a situation of Eif Shar Lasot et Shnehem, like Rashi and Tosfos, or do we allow for Efshar L'Kayim et Shnehem, that it's a possibility, but as I told us, Einot Tzarech L'Troach, there's no need to push yourself to be Mekayim that second Mitzvah. That was the formulation of the Ran. And we pointed out, l'chora, that we have over here a basic issue as to what is the nature of Osek Mitzvah Patur Ben HaMitzvah. That clearly, according to the Ran, we're dealing with a Ptur. Ma she'ein kein, if we take the approach of Eif Shel Kayim Et Shnehem, then we have two avenues open to us. We could say that that's also a Ptur, but it's a Ptur that brings about an Isur, namely that when Eif Shel Lasot Et Shnehem, you're not allowed to move from one to the other. That's the way the ritual formulates it. Or we could say, no, it's not a din of a Ptur, but rather it's a din of Dachia, of Kedima, of precedence, Kashir Eif Shel Lasot Et Shnehem. And the most powerful formulation of that we saw in the Rambam and the Perushim Mishnayos, where he compared Osek Mitzvah Patur Ben HaMitzvah to Ein Avir and Al HaMitzvahs, that we shouldn't pick and choose, just be involved in that which comes first. And we pointed out, just 1 second, Chaim, we pointed out that the nafkamina between those two approaches would be in terms of Birkas HaMitzvah on the second mitzvah, if you decide to do it. Is there a mitzvah that's on the table, but just it doesn't take precedence, and then you would make a Birkas HaMitzvah? Or do we say, no, it's like a Rishus? That's the way that the Ran formulates it, like a Rishus. Machozer says, for only you would make a Birkas HaMitzvah like a woman, that you'd make a Birkas HaMitzvah even though there's no Tzivui. And we spoke about the Nafkamina in terms of Tashlumin. Would there be Tfilas Tashlumin if you pushed off a Tfilah because of Osek B'Mitzvah Patur Ben HaMitzvah? Is that mitzvah on the table, but another mitzvah takes precedence? Then it's like ones. Or do we say that in this situation, in this situation, you're potter altogether? There's no chiyuv on Yudah Davin, and therefore there's no din of tashlumen. Yes, Chaim. Okay, and finally we ended up with the nature of avel. Why in the world should the tirda of an avel be called tirda d'rishus? Particularly according to the approach of the Rav, that the whole kiyum of avelus, maybe we have mitzvahs of maaseh minhagi avelus to bring about a state of mind, but the mitzvah of avelus is basically a state of mind. And we saw that the Rav gave a number of explanations, and we try to also redefine what exactly is the mitzvah shevelev, move it from the world of tzar to the world of da'aga, of worry, anxiety over the avel's particular future, how death is facing him in the eye, and that itself would bring about a tirda, not that would unfocus him, but it would be a tirda that would focus him. It would focus him on what we're doing in this world and create a greater sensitivity to mitzvahs rather than to pull him away from the world of mitzvos. Okay, ad kan, that's what we've spoken about the last two shiurim, al regel achas. We're moving now into the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Kafei Amid Aleph, where the Gemara raises another makar, a possible makar for the world of Osek Mitzvah, Patur Ben HaMitzvah. Is there anyone here who doesn't have a source sheet? Bakasha, Yeshua, Arya, Shanakiv. Okay, so the Gemara asks, the ha'osef, four lines from the bottom, kafei maral, ha'osef, a mitzvah, potter, and a mitzvah, mehocha nafka, mehosam nafka, the Tanya, we have a brayse of, ayu anashim asher hayu tmeim unefesh adam, we have the parsha of Pesach Sheni, in the beginning of parshas Bahaloscha, where there's a taina of individuals, why should they be left out? Lama nigara, from the mitzvah Korban Pesach, osam anashim, mi hayu, why were they bedafka, the tmeim unefesh adam? So we have a three-way machlokas tanoim. No se aron osho yosef hayu, divir av yosi haglili, Rabbi Akiva omer mishel veltzof and hayu sheyu oskim enadav avihu, Rav Yitzhak omer, these two explanations are untenable. Im no se aron osho yosef hayu, kvar yicholim li toher. Already from Beis Nisan, we have the Efer, the Paraduma. Sachakola takes 7 days to become toher. Pesach isn't until Yudalid. Why were they... What reason did they have to remain tummy? Imi shavel tzafan hayu yecholin li tahar. Nadav avihu died for their sin on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Again, you have 2 weeks that they could have become tahar. Ela oskin b'meis mitzvah hayu. And everyone over here explains meis mitzvah doesn't mean necessarily someone who doesn't have kovrim, but rather we're talking about over here of a karov, with which there is a chiyuv of an individual to be involved, shechol shvi'i shelahen lihios be'erev Pesach, that they died b'diyuk 7 days before Pesach, and the shvi'i to the tumah would be on erev Pesach. Shenemar lo yochu lasos haPesach b'yom ahu, that they're in a very very close window of tumah b'yom ahu en yecholin lasos. Had Korban Pesach been able to be brought on Tetvav, halamachar yecholin la'asot. What over here do we see about the world of, you know, like, where do we see from over here a principle of osik mitzvah patam and hamitzvah? Yes, Aryeh?
Them knowing that they would be able to do the Pesach and getting involved in the mitzvah anyway.
Exactly. Rashi, you look at Rashi at the end of Dibur HaMaskel, shechol shvi'i shelahen. So Rashi points out, afal pi shetum azot te'akev ayadam achilas pischehem, even though they know that by getting involved in their karov, it's going to impact on their ability to link in with the Korban Pesach, b'chol zot, they went ahead and became tamei. Alma mitzvah kala haba liyadcha einacha tzarech l'tchosem nechamura ha'asid alavo. So we have a raya already from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu that we have a principle of osik b'mitzvah patur min hamitzvah. Now let's just ask ourselves, is according to Rashi and Tosfos that the world of osik b'mitzvah patur min hamitzvah is a din of e efshel kayem et shneihem, and you have to pick and choose, and the Torah tells us that you pick and choose the first one that comes your way, be it kal or be it chamur? Do we have over here a powerful raya? Certainly, that's exactly the ukimta over here, that even though we're dealing with a very powerful mitzvah saseh coming up, we get involved with that which would be considered to be a more classic mitzvah saseh of a kfuras hames, of gemilus chesed, even though that would override the second mitzvah. That's a classic osi mitzvah patur min hamitzvah. But according to the Ran, that osik b'mitzvah patur min hamitzvah is a ptur, does that fit in here at all? What was the taina? Lama nigara, because of what? Anachnu tmeim l'nefesh adam. Namely, their taina was that they're tameh. They can't bring the Korban Pesach because they're tameh. According to the Ran, it's not l'chor that they're tameh, it's that they're osik b'mitzvah. They're involved in a mitzvah. In other words, the world is that if you're involved in mitzvah A, then you're pater from mitzvah B. But over here, it's not that they're involved in mitzvah and therefore they're pater. Because they did mitzvah A, they're tameh and they can't do mitzvah B. Namely, where over here is the principle of the ptur? What we have over here is a heter. We have a heter for them to become tameh. That's the din of osik b'mitzvah. You have a heter for them to involved in mitzvah A, even though that is going to create a ni'efshar by mitzvah B. How did the Ran understand over here the havamin of the Gemara? This is not the din of osik b'mitzvah, part of min hamitzvah. We're not from Kriyat Shema. from Kriyat Shema, we learn out that when we have a Konis Es HaBesula, Kriyat Shema isn't on his radar screen. He's Pater. It's like a Rishus. It's simply not there. That we don't see from over here. So it's very, you know, it's, again, we had the Ran and the Or Zeruah, both of whom spoke about the Ptur. Neither of them quote this Sugya. Neither of them quote the Sugya. We have no idea how they understood the Hava Amina, that we have another Makar. It could be, maybe, that's the only thing I could think of. I asked Rav Ben Arsh if he had a Mahalach. He didn't have a Mahalach. Maybe that's the first Teirutz of the Gemara. Hacha de Matas Mana Chiyuva, Hata de Lo Matas Mana Chiyuva. Maybe what the Gemara is saying, this case of Pesach, Lo Matas Man Chiyuva, this is really not the classic case of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Mena Mitzvah. Really, in this case, there is no Ptur. This is a case of Tchiyah, because we haven't yet entered into the time frame of the second mitzvah. But the Hava Mina is very lechora, is very, very difficult. Why would we think that you would be able to learn from here the Chiddush of Osek Mitzvah, Patur Mena Mitzvah? Yes?
Is it also a problem for Rashi and Tosfos? I mean, isn't it also for them that it's the Tumah that's getting in the way, not the actual thing?
Yeah, but we point, yes, but their din of Osek B'mitzvah is that the mitzvah you're doing has kedima no matter what are the consequences. So the consequences of Konis Es HaBesula is that he's Torah in his mind. Over here, the consequences of being Osek in the Kvura is that he's Tamei. In other words, the it's irrelevant what is the Ma'akev. The Iker is that we don't take into account the Ma'akev. We don't care about the consequences. You do a mitzvah, irrelevant of what the consequences are going to be, klapi another mitzvah. So, in other words, that's what Rashi says over here. Afal pisha tumazot ta'akev ayadam achilat pischehem. In other words, the Iker is that we have an ikuv. Alma mitzvah kalaha boriyadcha en chatzarach litchosin neachamush azirbaro. We don't have to take into account all of these consequences. Okay, I'm just pointing it out. Again, we're dealing with a Hava Mina of the Gemara, but even a Hava Mina should be understood. Okay, before we see the Teirutz of the Gemara, how the Gemara rejects this as a Makar, we have over here a few technical questions within the Hava Mina. We saw Rabbi Akiva held that Mishal and Al Tzafan were the individuals who were Tmei ben Nefesh Adam, because they dealt with Hayu Asukim ben Nadav Avihu. The basic assumption is that Nadav Avihu were Tamei, and therefore we have over here Tumas Meis. What does Tosfos raise? What issue? From the Sugi in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Beis, those who were Daf Yomi, breathing down your necks. You know, you'll come to it in a day or two.
Those burnt up are Tamei.
The question is exactly what was the Eish Sheyotza? What did the divine fire burn? If it burnt their souls, right, but the goof was still Kayam, so fine. They had a body that became Tamei. But we saw that over there in the Gemara, there's a man, Do'amar, that it turned them into Efer. They became Parim, Hanisrafim. They were totally burnt up. Simply, rather than being burnt up externally, from outside in, they were burnt up from inside out. Shnei Chutim Shel Esh Nichnasul Chotmeim. They were burnt inside out. But the bottom line is that they're Efer. Efer is not Mitamei. So why over here would Mishael and El Tzafan have an issue of Tuma? So what does Tosfos answer?
Something remains.
Anukimta, that we have a Gemara in Nida, Meis Shenisraf Veshildo Kayemes Tamei. That we have a case where even though the mace is turned into Aether, B'chol Zod he is Tamei. What exactly is the Mitzius? That's a Machlokes Rishonim. So over there, I just brought to you on the page of Makoros, Rashi over there explains Shildo Kayem es Gufo Kayem Shalon et Pazer HaEfer Vadayin Nira Kishalim, that the wind, rain, nothing has affected this individual like in Pompeii. You'll still see his ashes, but you'll still see the framework, the form of a human body, that is metame. The form of the human body is metame, even if the material is afer. However, Tosfos Alatar gives another hechetimtza, ki ilu nisrifu agabe katbala, That's the Gemara over there in Nida on Daf Kafches Amud Aleph. And over there, Rashi explains Katbala or Shaluk v'kashev ein on yisrefet im hamet, that the body was burnt from the inside, but the external, I'm sorry to discuss these matters, but the skin hardened, sort of like in the world of a mummy. The skin mummified, so even though inside there was afer, but the skin held it together. And then you have the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Hames Shenisra Nisraf Shildo Kayam. The concept of Sheled classically does not refer to a form or refer to skin, but Sheled refers to what in modern Hebrew, what's a Sheled? A skeleton. Namely that the bone structure remained. Hu Ashedra Vahatzlaot, and the skeleton held the afer together. Then Harezem Etame Kemei Shalem. The bottom line is that there remained a human form of Afer, either remained somehow on its own, or remained in a ma'atefet, in an envelope of skin, or remained in the framework of a skeleton. But we have over here Tumas Meis. Adkan He'ora Aleph. Heara Beis is in terms of the second Tosfos. Second Tosfos works off of the Gemara in Gittin and Asamach Amar Aleph. This is where Rav Shechter, I think he has a book on the Masoras of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. So he begins with the Sugi in Gittin and Asamach Amar Aleph, which deals with the world of how was the Torah transmitted to Klal Yisrael. Was it Megillah, Megillah Nitna? Was it written in segments? In a chronological order, every time something happened, that was written down. So you have Sefer Bereishis already being written down b'shaito, and those were the Megillos that were studied on Shabbos in Mitzrayim. And then Matan Torah was written down, and then everything was written down b'shaito. Or no, Torah chasuma nitna. It was all remained a Torah shebal peh until Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die. And he wrote down the entire Torah, leaving aside the last seven psukim that Yoshua added, and that's how the Torah was given all at once. And the Gemara brings Rayas back and forth, and the Gemara says, everyone agrees that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, eight parashios were given b'chsav, that there were eight megillos that were given to Klal Yisrael, and there's a list of the eight parashios that were needed on that day, and one of them was parashas Tuma. And what was the parasha of Tuma? That's a machokas rishonim. Rashi over there says the parasha of Tuma is the parasha of Pesach Sheni, of Ayu Anashim Temeyim Lenefesh Adam, and all of that was written really on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, namely that Klal Yisrael had a chance to prepare themselves. Masha'in Kein, our sugi is a mashma that this all occurred on Erev Pesach. And those people who were in a pickle, it was too late really for them to do anything. So Tosfos points out that, you know, it's just another way of learning Parshas Tumah. Parshas Tumah refers to the parasha beginning of Emor that deals with Tumas Kohanim, and that Kohanim should stay away from Nevelos and Shkatzim, etc. And we all know that in the archaeology of the Old City, they found that all the streets were double streets, that there were upper streets and lower streets, and those who were Tamei, it was explained in the Mishnayos of Tamei, those that were Tamei would walk in one area, those that were Tohar would walk in another area. Every mikveh had two clearly marked entrances and exits, that the Tohar wouldn't bump into a Tamei. In other words, that everything was very, very demarcated in order to be able to maintain a sense of Tahara. Okay. The third nekuda is that which Rashi raises over here in the beginning of Dibur Hamaskil Shechol Shevi'i Shelahem. That Rashi points out that we have a din, de kasavar, ein shochtin v'zorkin al tmei sheretz, that if we have an individual who on Erev Pesach touched a sheretz, he is not able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. Why not? Let them be shochet and be zorek the dam, and by the nightfall he'll already go to the mikveh and become tahar. So the Gemara says, no. In other words, if he is tovel before the shechita and the zrika, if he's tovel in the morning, and he's beginning, we call it tful yom, he's simply waiting for the sun to set, then, in achinami, he can eat a korban pesach. But if he hadn't yet been tovel when the korban pesach was shechted, the korban was shechted bein ha'arbayim, and he wasn't yet tovel, even if he's going to be tovel afterwards, he can't eat. That's a given. The question is, what about a tmei meis? What are the rules of a tmei meis? So here we have a very, very powerful machlokas rishonim. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach in the beginning of Perek Vav, the Rambam points out, Ezo hi tamei shenitcha lepesach sheni, kol mi sheino yachol lechol as a pesach b'leil tesvav b'nisa mishum tumaso, kegon, hazavim v'hazavos nidos yoldos b'lei nidos, aval, hanogea b'nevelo v'sheretz kiyotzibo b'yom yudalad, hareze tovel, first, and then shochtim alav achar shiyitbo, and he's a tful yom, uvela erev kishiyariv shimsha, when the sun sets, ochel es ha-pesach. He can eat the Pesach as long as he was tovel before the shechita. That's in terms of someone who touched a nevela, a trefa, a sheretz, etc. What about a tmeimet shechal shvi'i shelo liyos ba'arba asar? Here we have a machlokas Rambam and Raivit. The Rambam understands, af al pisha tov al vahuza av, vaharehu roi lechol kachim le'erev, even though, again, his seventh day, it's like the first day of someone who touches a sheretz. And if he were to go to the mikveh in the morning, before the shechita and the zrika, l'chor he would also be a tvul yom. If he would go, again, go to the mikveh and have the hazaa of the Meipar Aduma in the morning, l'chori, he should be able to eat kachim at night. If he's a Kohen, he could eat truma at night. If he is a Yisrael, he would be able to eat a korban shlamim at night. However, we have Gzeira Sakosuv, ain't shochtin alav ela nitche lepesach sheni. This was the taina of the Anoshim, that they're worse off than other Tmeim. Shenemar vayihi anashim asher hayu tmeim unefesh adam v'lo yachul asot es ha-pesach v'yom ahu mipi ha-shmu alamdu shvi shelohen hoya, according to Rav Yitzchak, al ze shalu im yishachet aleihem v'hem yochu le'erev u'pireish lehem, Moshe Rabbeinu explained to them, ein shochtim aleihem. Okay? That's a unique halacha of tmei meis. Comes along the Raivit and says, ein derech halacha holechas kein. I don't know where the Rambam is coming from. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara compares a tmei meis to a tful yom. The only individuals who weren't able to eat the korban pesach are those who did not have the hazaa of the paraduma and the tvila before the korban pesach. But those who had it before, in achinami, they could eat. And the Raivit says he has no idea where this Rambam is coming from. So we have over here a question as to whether these tmeim are similar to all tmeim, that as long as they accomplish everything but he'erev shemesh, everything that's in their hands, is they do before the shechita and the zrika, then in achinami they can eat, then there's no pesach sheni. And the only time that we have a pesach sheni for these individuals, if somehow they were on us in the morning, they couldn't find the Kohen with the Meipara Aduma, they couldn't find the Kosher Mikvah until after the Shechita and the Zrika, the Korban Pesach, then they're pushed off for Pesach Sheni. However, according to the Rambam, even if they did everything in their hands, they are worse off. We have a unique Zeres HaKosuv by Tmei Meit, that a Tful Yom of a Tmei Meit is more Chomor than the Tful Yom of a sheretz. Okay, so just be aware of the fact that there is such a machlokas. Okay, yes.
Could be that Rambam's coming from. I think Tosfos has a question there that that they should. Why didn't you just tell them to be tovel? So Tosfos gives an answer, but did you say that? Well, maybe the answer is they could be. It wouldn't help.
Exactly right. Now, there's a Ritva at great length over here. Al Atar, you know, gives all of the reason for their upsetness, that they felt they did everything that they should have. They really prepared themselves properly, and now all of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu drops a bomb on them. We're sorry, You can't. And that, on that they scream, Lama Nigara. Why are we worse off than the Tamei Sheretz? We learned the halachas. We know what we should have done. We did what we should have done. Ma pitom, that you're coming with, maybe this you're saying on your own. You know, we know Klal Yisrael in the Midbar always had these tainus of Moshe Rabbeinu, that maybe he was saying these things on his own rather than from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he had to say, I'll speak to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll get a stamp of approval, but don't worry, you'll have a Pesach Sheni. Yeah?
Why does Rashi say,
so he points out, Rashi is saying, "Afal gav de chazu leurta lo ishteru de kasavar in shochtim v'zarkan al tamei sheretz." That Rashi learned like the Ravid, that even though normally, in other words, that they do have the status of someone who is like a tamei sheretz, and he has a possibility of tvila in the morning, and they have a possibility of tvila and hazah in the morning, but if they don't take advantage of it, then we have the problem of osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah.
So Rashi agree with the Ravid?
Yeah, right. Most Rishonim agree with the Ravid. The Rambam over here, the Rambam fits nicely into the psukim, as Elchanan mentioned. In other words, that this was the taina that they had, that they thought that they had done everything they could have. Yes?
I'm trying to remember the full sugya, but isn't there a Hillel's opinion that someone who converts on Erev Pesach is like he's coming
to me Mace. Yes.
He can't eat of the Korban Pesach.
So that exactly according to the Ravid, he could eat if he is Tovel and has the Hazaa before the time of the Shechita and the Zrika Sadam. Well, according to the Rambam, that would be the uniqueness of the Tmei Meit. But even the Rambam then says that not every Tmei Meit, Dafka Shenitma Betumos Men Hameit Shehan Nozir Megaleach Aleihem, Avalima Yatami Bishar Tumos Men Hameit Shein Nozir Megaleach Aleihem Shochten Alav. So it could very well be that the Ger would be like that latter category. But then the Ravid says on that, I don't know where he's coming from. You know, it's Lo Matzatzi Laza Shoresh. Afim Svaras Atzmahu, you know, where does the Rambam come with such a chiluk? So, but that's exactly what the sugi is referring to. In terms of, is there a uniqueness of Tmei Meit, and who's included in that uniqueness of Tmei Meit? But the Gemara says, so why don't we learn out the din of Dechiyah, the din of Mitzah Kala taking precedence from the world of Tumas Kvura, of a karov taking precedence over Korban Pesach, and the Gemara says Utsricha, that we have over here a distinction between the cases. What's the distinction? Tsricha. I yashminan hasam mishum de lamata zman chiyuva de Pesach. Aval hacha de lamata zman chiyuva de kriyat shma eimalo tsricha. V'yashminan hacha mishum de leka kares. Aval hasam dika kares eimalo tsricha. That we would have thought that when do we say that a mitzvah kala takes precedence over a mitzvah chamura, maybe that's only if the mitzvah chamura is still in the bullpen. But if it's already on the table, maybe it wouldn't take precedence. Or maybe the mitzvah kala only takes precedence if the mitzvah chamura doesn't have kares. But if the mitzvah chamura has kares, maybe it doesn't take precedence. So we learn out from Kriyat Shema that even when the second mitzvah is on the table, and we learn out from Korban Pesach that even when the second mitzvah has kares, we have this din of the first mitzvah takes precedence. That's the tzricha, and we're using both psukim. What would you say would be the halacha if the second mitzvah has a tarte l'tivuta? Namely, it's on the table, and it's chayav kares. Namely, the Gemara says that when we have the second mitzvah having chada l'tivuta, it has a one-up, then the first mitzvah takes precedence. The one-up could be that it is matas man chiyuva. The one-up could be that it's chayav kares. What if we have a tarte l'tivuta? What if we have both factors? It's on the table and it's chayav kares? Would the first mitzvah, the mitzvah kala, still take precedence?
How would it be the first mitzvah?
The first mitzvah over here is to be metame to a korov, that we have a relative who needs to be buried, and I'm going to bury him, irrelevant of the consequences. So we say that works because the second mitzvah is still in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. It's still lo matas man chiyuva. or because the second mitzvah, by the world of Kriyat Shema, even though it's on the table, there's no kares in the second mitzvah. There's no kares if you don't say Kriyat Shema. I'm asking, what would be if we had a situation where the second mitzvah was on the table and had a chiruv kares? Would we still say the first mitzvah would take precedence?
We don't have a source to say that.
We don't have a source. It goes beyond our Gemara. That's what bothered Tosfos. Tosfos says we find that in the sugya in Zvachim. In the sugya in Zvachim, we find Rava dealing with the case. Look in the middle of Tosfos. Avol kashle Rava. The Amar Hasam, idi ve'idi achar chatzos. We're dealing with a situation where this person is called to bury his relative after chatzos on Erev Pesach. After Chatzos and Erev Pesach, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is already on the table. And that mitzvah has kares. And Rava says that B'chol Zot, we have a case in the Gemara, that they had a Kohen who was looking forward the entire year, maybe his whole lifetime, to being Makriv the Korban Pesach, and they pulled him out in order to bury his sister. And because Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. But that doesn't have a source in our sugya. That goes beyond our sugya. Tosa says, Aval Kasha. Where did the Gemara come up with that? That when we have two factors, we still say Osek Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. Tosa leaves that as a question. I usually don't look in Achronim, but when Tosa left it as a question, I tried to find it. And I found the Achronim deal with it, and they deal basically, Ein Shnei Neviim Misnabdim B'Sigdon Echa, but basically the same schnit. So I simply quoted for you the one that the Hebrew was a little clearer, that the structure, the sentence structure, the Sfas Emes is a little easier than the sentence structure of the Aruch HaNer. But they basically say the same thing, that they come to it from a backhanded comment. If you look in the Sfas Emes, he points out the Gemara, Aval Hasam Diika Kares. That in the world of Pesach, where if a person doesn't bring a korban Pesach, he's chayev kares, maybe we wouldn't say osik mitzvah patur min hamitzvah. That's the chiddush, that we still say osik mitzvah patur min hamitzvah, even if the consequences is you're not going to do a mitzvah saseh that has kares. Points out the Sfas Emes, af agav da hashta, the mevi korban Pesach sheni leka kares lehalacha. Someone who, in other words, is going to miss the Pesach Rishon because of Tumah, isn't going to have Kares. We have a din of Pesach Sheni. We have a Moed Bet. We have a second opportunity. Mikol Makom Mitzvos Asei Sheyesh B'Kares Chamira. But, so even though practically there's not going to be Kares, but it's considered to be a Mitzvos Asei Chamura, that we need a Makar to teach us that a mitzvah kala would push it off. Umiyu yeshlamar od kevan da anoshim hayu tmei makate lo yadu dika tashlumin im ken ludidhu haya mamash b'nei kares v'afal pikein osik b'mitzvah piturin. Or you can say that the Gemara over here isn't talking conceptually about a second mitzvah that is conceptually has a concept of kares. We're talking about a group of people who didn't know the halacha. They were coming to Moshe Rabbeinu to learn, and they thought that they were going to be missing a mitzvah saseh that has kares. They didn't know yet about Pesach Sheni, and so in their eyes, they were worried. Maybe we've taken osik b'mitzvah too far, and so that's the chiddush. In other words, in their eyes, they were dealing with the second mitzvah that had kares. Once we say that we view things from two perspectives, from the halachic perspective and from their eyes, that can answer Tosis's question. Ubazei yesh letaretz ma shehinichu haTosis bekushi l'rava. The sphere le bezvachim, that we just pointed out that in the sugya in Zvachim and Daf Kuf, Rava holds the metame atzmo lekrovim, that the halacha is that if you have a relative who has to be buried Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you go ahead and bury him afilu achar chatzos. Even though we have two atarte letivuta in terms of the korban Pesach, halo ein raya da osik mitzvah patur min hamitzvah. In other words, we don't have from our Gemara a source for such a situation that we have a mitzvah of kares and matazimne. That's Tosis's question. Ulafim ashikasafti osi shapir. Once we have a din of Korban Pesach, that takes the oketz, it takes the needle out of the world of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, Pesach Rishon, is not an ase sheyeshba kares. You have an opportunity to bring it a month later. Kevan shemevi Pesach sheni. It was only a havamina that the people in the Midbar were not yet aware of the concept of Pesach Sheni. They thought a Pesach Rishon was a mitzvah saseh sheyesh bakares. But in reality, anyone who misses Pesach Rishon, there's no kares. You bring the Pesach Sheni. V'nachinami. So the Tzvas Emes comes to conclusion. Im hizid berishon, Ubozman Pesach Sheni. What happens if we have a person who missed Pesach Rishon and he's planning on bringing Pesach Sheni, and now it's Yud Dalet Iyar and his sister dies in the afternoon and he was planning on going to the Beis HaMikdash and bringing Pesach Sheni, and people tell him you have to take care of your sister, and he says, just a minute, here now I have Mata Zimne, it's the time of the second mitzvah, and I don't have a third option, I don't have another opportunity. Now if I don't bring this Korban Pesach, I'm in the world of Kares. Who says that I should go ahead and bury my sister in Achinami? He's the Rishon of Pesach Sheni. Moderavo deno yochol atame. That's not a krovet. In such a situation, he'll call one of his other relatives and say, look, you already brought a Pesach Rishon. You take care of my sister. I haven't brought yet a Pesach Rishon. I have to now bring a Pesach Sheni. In other words, that Osik b'mitzah patur n'mitzah has a glass ceiling, that we take our Gemara seriously. Osik b'mitzvah will work even when both mitzvahs are on the table. Osik b'mitzvah will work even if that second mitzvah is kares, but only if it's either or. But if we have the second mitzvah being both on the table and kares, then we say there's no heter of osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. That's what comes out from Tosfos, from the Tema of Tosfos, and the Tzvas Emes. Namely, it's not a kasha on Rava. The Gemara over there fits in very nicely because Pesach Rishon is not a mitzvah saseh sheyesh bakares, even after Chatzos. You have the opportunity to bring Pesach Sheni. But what it does mean is that our Gemara has a limit, that it only goes when you have either or. Either the first mitzvah is on, even the second mitzvah is on the table without kares, or it's in the bullpen with kares. But on the table with kares, then Osik B'mitzvah has a glass ceiling. And here we come to the problem of the Rambam. That the Rambam, as we're well aware, wrote a Perush HaMishnayos. It's one of the earliest Sfarim that he wrote. There's a very fine Talmud Chacham Yerushalayim, Aaron Adler, who has his doctoral thesis on all the differences between the Psukim of the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos and in the Mishneh Torah. There are quite a few. The Rambam changed his mind quite a few times between the time he wrote the Perush HaMishnayos, basically he was in his early 20s, and the time that he wrote the Mishneh Torah, which was much more towards the end of his life. But within the Perush HaMishnayos, we would hope that there would be a certain consistency, particularly within the same Mishnah on the Perush HaMishnayos. And yet, I think you saw already, if you just continued within the Perush HaMishnayos that we already saw, that the Rambam, Omer Dor Sheni. But if you recall, we have a Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Beis, of Pirkei Avos, that has a number of clauses. Right? Usually, if you're giving shiur on Pirkei Avos, you never get beyond the first clause, right? Ezo derech yesharash jevor lo ha'adam, kol shi teferes lo seha v'teferes lo min ha'adam. That you could speak about all Shabbos, a whole Shabbos afternoon drasha, and what is Teferis Lo Seha, Teferis Lo Ben Ha'adam, very beautiful. Then the Mishnah continues. V'havi zohir b'mitzvah kala k'vachamura, she'en ata yodea matan scharan shel mitzvos. And here we saw that the Rambam pointed out that mitzvahs aseh are different than mitzvahs lo saseh. In the world of mitzvahs lo saseh, we have a ladder of gradations. We know that this is a lav, and this is and here you have a chiyuv of misa, and here you have a chiyuv of kares. And we know from the onshim what lav is more chamor than another lav. But in mitzvah saseh, We don't know. Ein ata yodea matan scharan shel mitzvos. And since ein ata yodea matan scharan shel mitzvos, have a zar be mitzvah kala kevachamura. So since we don't know, even though one mitzvah appears to us to be fluff, and another mitzvah appears to us to be heavy, but who knows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grading system is? How do you know what to do? And therefore, says the Rambam, ha'osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha'mitzvah. Once you're involved in one mitzvah, don't make cheshbonos about other mitzvahs, because mi yodea, en ata yodea matan scharan shel mitzvos. And therefore, ein ma'avirin al ha'mitzvos. Mitzvah b'liyadcha al tachmitzena. You're involved in mitzvah A, don't make cheshbonos of mitzvah B. There is a famous tshuva of the Radvaz about a person who is in prison, and he was told by the Moshel, by the governor, that he can take off, he's in prison for life, but he could take off one day to rejoin the Jewish community, and he could choose which day he should take off. So he wrote a shaila to the Rav, what should he do? Should he wait till Rosh Hashanah and hear Tshofar? Should he wait till Pesach? And then, you know, it's what should he? So the Rav said, the first day that you can do a mitzvah in Betzibur that you can't do in jail, take off that day. So if the first day you can daven with a minyan, take off the next day and daven with a minyan. That's all. Don't make cheshbonos. Ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvos. Just do what comes, even if it's a kala, don't make cheshbonos. So Rav Avadia quoted that in a case that happens to some of us, where we're davening Shmona Esrei on Hanukkah, and the Shliach Tzibur begins Chazaras Hashatz, and we're in Modim, let's say, and we make a cheshbon. If we'll skip Al Hanisim, then we could finish Shmona Esrei before he gets to Kedusha, and be able to say Kedusha with the Tzibur, which may be a mitzvah midoraisa, and our Shmona Esrei would still be valid, because if you skip Al Hanisim, your Shmona Esrei is still valid. Or should if I daven with Al Hanisim, then I maximum I can be yotze shamea kaona, etc. What should I do? So Rav Avadia quoted the tshuva of the Radvaz. Don't make cheshbonos. You're saying Shmona Esrei. You say Shmona Esrei the way that you should with Al Hanisim. Don't make cheshbonos that I'm be missing. I could be mahader on a mitzvah sasei midaraisa if I'll cut corners within Shmona Esrei. Okay. So that's the Rambam over here. But then the Rambam continues. V'achar kein Omar, that the mission then continues after havizor mitzvah kalka v'chamur shenet hayodein matan scharo shel mitzvos. How does the mission continue? V'have mechashev, no, who are mishnayos here? V'have mechashev, hefsed mitzvah keneged schara, right? V'schar avera keneged hefseda. That's how the mishnah continues. Right? So the Rambam says, well, now I'll explain the next slide of the mishnah. Shem says, "Af al pi shelo hisboer shir chivuv mitzvah al mitzvah." Even though we don't have anywhere black and white, what is the gradation of mitzvahs? Which is more chaviv than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes? Yesh sham derech hakasha. But we can figure out. We can figure out which mitzvahs really are important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vizeh. That many times we have mitzvahs where the bitul mitzvah is an iser. And we know in the world of lo ta'aseh that there we have onshin. So we can figure out that this mitzvah is parallel to this bitul mitzvah of the lo ta'aseh. And he gives examples. Teda. That if we know that in the bitul mitzvah there's an avera of chiyuv gadol, teda shebe kiyuma, if you keep the mitzvah, kanir'eh, gam kein schar gadol. Mashal azeh. He brings four mitzvahs. Mila, korban pesach, shvisa b'shvi, namely keeping Shabbos, ve'asiyas ma'akeh. Kol elu, mitzvahs aseh. And we said a moment ago, we don't have any idea which mitzvahs aseh is more or less important. But with these four, we can build a ladder, we can build a pyramid. How? Because even though kol eilu mitzvos asei, avo chayav asher yaaseh malacha b'shabba skila. If someone is mevatel shvisa by doing malacha, again, I know this is not the Rambam's classic shvisa, but if someone is mevatel shvisa by doing malacha, he's chayav skila. Asher yevatel mila o korban b'moado, if you're not mal or bring korban pesach, you're chayav kares. Asher Yosim Domim Bebeso Lav, that's Parshas HaShavua. In other words, that you're hired to be Bone Amakeh, Lo Tosim Domim Bebesecha. The lack of building a Amakeh is considered to be an Avera. An Avera is a Lav. So, Mizet Eda, that if we have to build a pyramid, what's going to be on the top of the pyramid is Shabbos. Teda Sheschar Shavisa B'Shabbos Godol Ma'od. Yosim Yischar HaMila. Under that, you're going to have Mila, which is Kares, and that's Godol Mischar HaSias Ma'akeh, which the parallel would be Alav. Namely, we go from Misas Bezdin to Chiyuv Kares to Alav. So even though we have no sachar of mitzvos black and white, but if we have mitzvos that are parallel to averos, and in those averos we have a pyramid, we'll assume that the sachar of the mitzvah is a parallel pyramid. And that's what the Mishnah tells us, that Ze'inyan Amru have a machashev hefseid mitzvah keneged schara, that from the hefseid mitzvah, from the betel mitzvah, you can figure out what is the sachar of the mitzvah. Okay, that's very nice. The problem is what? That when you put together the Rambam on Hevizer Mitzvah Kalka Vachamura, Einata Yodea Matan Scharan Shal Mitzvahs, with Havi Machashiv Hefse Mitzvah Keneged Schara, what do you come up with?
Asira.
The Rambam appears to be Soser himself. He just explained the Mishnah that we have this principle of Osig Mitzvah Potter and a Mitzvah because we have no idea how to build a pyramid of mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, but by the way, the Mishnah itself implies that there is a pyramid to mitzvahs. So if there's a pyramid to mitzvahs, we're back to stage one. Who says I can do a mitzvah kala and not, instead of a mitzvah chamura? That the moment that we know that this mitzvah is more important, less important, so what's going on? And that's against our, in other words, our Gemara says that you could do the mitzvah kala, even though that which you're missing is kares, because that's the din of osik mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, the whole din of osik mitzvah is only when you don't know. When you do know, then lechora, we should take that into account. So I'm not the one who asked that question on the Rambam. The Rambam's prime Talmud, a Rishon, who was a prime Talmud of the Rambam, which Rishon was a prime Talmud of the Rambam, always quotes the Rambam.
The Meiri.
G'dolei HaMachabrim, the Rambam. Look at the Meiri. We have a Meiri on Pirkei Avos. So he says, Afal Pisha Advarma Miti Mitzad Atzma. What the Rambam says is correct. Aval Ein Nira Kein Liyan Perush. You can't learn the Mishnah that way. In Kenar is a Soser Omro Habizoyer Bimitzakalka Bachamura Enet Hayodea. In other words, how could you have the Reisha and still have the Sefer? Reisha Lodas Matan Scharan Mitzad Zeh. In other words, that you can't say, I don't know, and then say, but I'll give you a way of knowing. It's an internal stira within the Rambam. So the Miri goes ahead and explains, have a machashev hefse mitzvah keneged schara in a totally different manner. In other words, that a person should realize that leaving aside whatever punishment he may be getting for not doing a mitzvah saseh, the fact he's not doing it, you have an opportunity doing Ratzon Hashem and you're skipping it, having machashev hefse mitzvah keneged schara, that itself should be a musar book to push you to do a mitzvah. It's Ratzon Hashem, and you're going to skip Ratzon Hashem for what? Think about it. So, but you can't learn like the Rambam, because then you have a stira minayube. But of course, we understand that the Rambam he must have meant something. Anyways, he's writing this one paragraph after another. It's not like you have a Rambam and Pirkei Avos and a Rambam and Mi'ila, and you have a stira, or a Rambam and Pirkei Avos and a Rambam and Hilchos Deos. In other words, what did the Rambam mean? How can you distinguish between the two paragraphs of the Rambam? Yes, Aryeh.
Isn't there a contradiction in the Mishnah itself?
According to how did the Rambam learn the Mishnah in a manner that the two parts are talking about the same concept, but there's no stira? The Rambam lechora clearly meant there should be no stira. The Meiri asked, and on the surface it appears that the Rambam is contradicting himself. But what will we say for the Rambam? Which verbs does the Rambam use in describing the part of the Mishnah have zar b'mitzvah kalak chumur shenata yodea matan scharan shal mitzvos? And which verbs does he use to explain the next one have machashiv hefse mitzvah keneged schar? Or if you want to, which verbs in the Mishnah is the Rambam explaining? What's the difference in the terminology of the Mishnah, in the syntax of the Mishnah, between Einata yodeya matan scharan shel mitzvos and have a machashev hefsed mitzvah keneged schara. Excellent, right. There's da'as and there's cheshbon. The Rambam tells us that ein ata yodeya matan scharan shel mitzvos. In the Rambam's language, lo hitba'er. The Torah never explicitly told you which mitzvah is more important. Afal pi shelo hitba'er shir chiv mitzvah al mitzvah. Namely, that since we have nothing explicit in the Torah to tell us black on white, without any question, with a clarity, that mitzvah A is worth more than mitzvah B, therefore, have a zar mitzvah kalva kivachamur, therefore, osik b'mitzvah patum en ha-mitzvah, therefore, eim avirin al ha-mitzvos. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an ability of chishuv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an ability of logical thinking, and afal pishlo hisba'er yesh derech hakosha. We have a way, a point of comparison. That point of comparison can serve to push us to do mitzvos. It can give us a sense of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu views as mitzvos that are important, but it's only a sense. It's only human. We're using human logic of chishuv. In other words, it's not divine. In other words, in order to have a principle of a precedence of mitzvos, you need to be hisbayer. You need to know. We don't know, and since we don't know, so therefore have izor b'mitzvah kala kevachamura. Ein ata yodeya matan scharan shel mitzvos. But if we can use our thinking heads, our logic, to say probably this is the pyramid, that should be have a machashev mitzvah. That should give us a sense of the sachar. If we have a mitzvah of that the bitul of that mitzvah is kares, that gives us a sense. In other words, it's not enough to override osik b'mitzvah partim and mitzvah, but it's enough to give us a push from behind. This is a mitzvah that we should push ourselves to do, because probably what is the sachar? Probably. Okay, and then there's no stira between the two. And then the Rambam is very meduyuk in his language. But again, you can ask a question. Iboy seima kra, iboy seima svara. Many times we find in the Gemara that using logic is considered to be a d'oraisa. Rav Shechter likes to talk many times about it, even though we no longer have the ability to build gzera shavas, but we can build kavachomer, and that kavachomer has the status of a d'oraisa. But over here, within the Rambam appears to distinguish between the two. And it could fit in the Rambam's general shita, that even a kavachomer is divrei sofer. It's still, in other words, it's not the same as a doraisa. So in terms of when you have two mitzvahs, which do you do? You do whatever you're involved in, and don't make cheshbonos. But if you have a mitzvah, one mitzvah in front of you, and your yetzahara is telling you be lazy, so then have a machashev, have said mitzvah keneged schara. Bevatel that mitzvah will give me skila, then I should know that doing that mitzvah, who knows where it can get me to in the world of schar, it's worthwhile for me to push myself. Okay, that's a he'ara within the Rambam. Tov.
Yeah?
Yeah?
But it's coming up that halakha l'maisa, though, like Pesach, they actually would take into account.
So that's what I'm pointing out. That's, you know, it's according to the Sfas Emes, according to Tosfos, we do have a glass ceiling on Osek B'mitzvah. I'm not sure that all Rishonim hold that way. I think there's a Ra'or who rejects that Tosfos. The Ra'or and Daf Kaf Hey on the days. The Ra'ah after the tzricha, v'hainu kamashmalan, the kol osik b'mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah, afilu ze she'osik b'kalo mimena, v'lo od ela she'osir lo lahanicha. In other words, his bottom line is that no glass ceiling. In other words, that even if it's both of them are on the table, even if there's a chiyuv kares, b'chol zot osik b'mitzvah. But within the tema of Tosfos, you know, so that, you know, so... there would be room for a glass ceiling, and the Rambam to a certain degree offers that glass ceiling, but the Rambam appears to be Soster himself within the framework of the Mishnah. Okay, yes?
That's another question. I think Shul was asking this question before, which is, what makes it that the Yid Man Karan Pesach, so what makes it that you're considered a Osik in the Yid Man Sari Patsos, and someone says, oh, you have a relative to bury. So why, in the Yid Man Karan Pesach, maybe you should view it like that's the mitzvah that you're involved in, as opposed to sign up doing it.
The question again is, what does involvement mean? If involvement means halicha, so then if you were on your way to Yerushalayim, you're considered to be already involved, you know, like the Lila Rego, then lechora in achinami. But let's say you're already in Yerushalayim, and just that you're thinking about the fact that you're going to bring the Korban Pesach, it's the afternoon, and someone knocks on your door that there's a mace, and the mace is, in a chinami, you have, like what right did the Kohenim have to pull a Kohen out, where it's to deal with the mace? It's a very good question. Unless we want to say that it's your mitzvah as opposed to a general mitzvah, yes?
Well, the Karban Pesach is a very good example for that reason, because you're in a chabura, and you're not the one necessarily going to do the shechita. You're sitting at home, and somebody else, but you'll pause the chabura, so you have to remove yourself from the chabura. That's why it's such a good example. Because you're mamish, there's no osik at all. You're just sitting there waiting for somebody else to do it.
Okay, but that's exactly what Elchanan is asking. Why aren't you called, because you're already part of the chabura? Why aren't you called? I am currently osik in Korban Pesach, and that should pater me from the mitzvah kvura.
So it seems like the Gemara is drawing a new line of what it means to be osik.
Up to now we've been speaking about Torud. Sitting Yoshev Batal and Tarud as being an Osek, a super form of Osek. Right? According to Rav Haigon, that's the only form of Osek. According to the Rambam, it's the only form of Osek. And Halicha sort of comes in through the back door.
There's no Tarud, there's no Halicha, there's no nothing. That's what I have to say.
But what brings me into the mitzvah of the Kvura? I haven't done anything there either. They just inform me. In other words, according to the clock, my Korban Pesach is currently being brought. According to the knock on the door, the telephone, I have to go bury someone. Why am I not considered an Osek? I'm not yet Osek yet in each. Which should I go to?
But you weren't going to go be Osek in the Pesach anyway.
But I wanted to be Mekayim, 100%. But I wanted to be Mekayim, the Korban Pesach. So in a chinami, by the Korban Pesach, Moshe Rabbeinu tells me I have a Pesach Sheni. But on the other hand, within the Gemara, Osik B'mitzvah appears to be limited, that it doesn't work in a situation when both are on the table and one of them is Kares. And so why, in other words, like what makes me Osik in a mitzvah is the fact I get a phone call. In other words, the fact that I get a phone call that someone died and happens to be a relative, and I know that there is a heter of tuma, even if I was a Kohen, but is there, to what degree is there a chiyuv? The fact that we call it a meis mitzvah, there's a chiyuv, but that chiyuv overrides the chiyuv that is already passively on the table.
We have to say that. Hell is to be.
I understand. We'll have to formulate it though. Okay, it's a good question. I'll try and formulate it. Yes? Yes, sure.
I think, we don't know if this is not the person who's currently in the base of Mikdash, about to put his hand into his micha for the Chabura. Do we?
The Gemara mentions a case, Maisa. In other words, a Maisa, the Yosef HaKohen, Shemesa Ishto Berev Pesach, the Nimdu Echav HaKohenim, the Timuhu Bal Korcho. They decided that he should be dealing with his wife's levaya and not be one of those who is currently dealing with the Korban Pesach.
It's not necessarily someone who's at home, part of a chabura, who's doing nothing as the Korban Pesach. He could be right there on the floor, and we're still saying that.
So, right.
Isn't that Maisa, but he was before Chatzos?
That was Achar Chatzos. That Maisa was before Chatzos. You're right. That Maisa was before Chatzos. 100%. That ma'aseh was before chatzos.
And he asked the question.
Right. Now we, and then when we have a case parallel to it of after chatzos, that's where Tosfos has this question. Does that go so far? Okay. It's.
These are certainly cases that are outside the scope of the Gemara, where we haven't necessarily made a decision on this, and we're trying to figure out.
Okay. So I pointed out maybe a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ra'ah. You know, whereas as to A, what is the theoretical framework, and B, we're going to have to set some sort of a criteria of what of how to define your involvement.
That's, I think that's one option, is figuring out, you know, where do we see the beginning of involvement. But part of the question also implies that, you know, we have two separate issues with osimism. We're wondering if there's an issue with Tziruf. But part of it is that we also neglect both of those, meaning we believe both of those are taken away with Ozik Metzav, meaning you could also look at it as we don't care about Tziruf at all.
And correct. It could go in both directions. Okay, I'd like to think about it. The Gemara then moves over to to that which was brought in as a side proof from the world of Avil, Tirda de Rishus, Ama Gufa Marav Abba Barzavta Marav Avil Chaya Bechol Mitzvah Samarus Betorah Chutz Mitzvillin Shen Harei Ne'amar Behen Pe'er Mido Amar Le Rachman Ali Yecheskel Pe'ercha Chavosh Alecha Atu De Mechayevis Avol Kulei Alma Petire V'hane Mile. When do we have a Petur of Tfilin? B'yom Rishon D'chsiv Achrisa Kiyom Mar Nekuda, Adkan, our Gemara. You may have seen in the Ran al Atar that there is a parallel sugya in Moed Katan where they bring other psukim that it implies that the Ptur of Tefillin may be for 2 days, maybe for 3 days, different psukim, etc. And there's a whole issue of Achla Maisa, B'diuk, what we're talking about, and also whether the Yom we're talking about is the Yom Misa Kvura. I do not want to get involved in that. Those are learning by Rav Bednarz Nidan Avelos. Mirtz Hashem, those are pure Avelos Dika Halachos. I'd like to deal with it within the context of our sugya. And within the context of our sugya, the Rishonim point out that the Pe'er over here implies that we have a unique stira between the world of Tefillin and the world of Avelos. The world of Avelos is a world of putting down one's self-image, and Pe'er raises your self-image, and therefore when Kosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, Pe'ercha Chavosh Alecha, it is limited to that, but Barur that we're Chayav Bishar Mitzvah Stafka, this mitzvah involves a certain Tarte Desasre that we have to deal with contextually. However, what all the Rishonim ask is that l'chora, it appears that we take the pasuk by Yechezkel and pull it in two directions. So I quoted the pasuk for you on the top of the second side of the page. Ha'anek dom, Yechezkel was told to be silent. Meisim evel lo ta'aseh, turn around the words, lo ta'aseh evel meitim. Don't be a total avel. Pe'erecha chavosh alecha, wear tefillin, na'alcha tesim b'raglecha, put on shoes. Lo ta'ate al safam, don't be mekayim the mitzvah of atifa. V'lechem anoshim lo tochal, don't eat a sudat havra'ah, namely that you're to be an example to Klal Yisrael, that the evil on the Churban Habayit, they won't even be able to do ma'isa avela. Ma'isa avela is b'farhesia. There's going to be such a shibud malchios that and such a quantity of individuals who will be murdered. That the dinim of Avelus will simply be overwhelmed and not be able to be mekuyam. And yet we learn from the Ha'anek Dom, dinim of Avelus, that an Avel is Asur in Talmud Torah, an Avel is Asur in Shelas Shalom. So how from the same pasuk can we view Yechezkel as a source of halachas, of Hilchos Avel, and simultaneously view him as an exception to the world of Hilchos Avel? That's a question Tosfos Al-Atar asks, the Ritva asks, Tosfos in Ksuvos asks, and they all have permutations of the same theme. Which you want to offer any of the terutzim, which terutz spoke to your heart? If you had been a Risha, what would you have answered? But the Ritva you like. Okay, I like the Ritva as well. So the first teretz of the Ritva is very, very simple. First teretz of the Ritva is that the pasuk has two parts. First, ta'anei kedom, right? That your wife is going to die. I want you to be an avel, no Talmud Torah, no Sheva Shalom. Then, aval, right? In other words, lo ta'aseh, avel mesim. However, there are certain halachos where you're going to be different in terms of the public displays, and therefore one can learn out from the first two words, not learn out from that which succeeds, the mesim evil lo ta'ase. That's the first heritage of the Ritva. But Tosfos, Nurcha has a second answer, and Tosfos also has different answers. What other answers are possible? How do you distinguish?
I think our Tosfos says that it's sort of based on what you expect. So Hand of Dome, you'd expect that he'd be chayav in Talmud Torah, so therefore telling him not to is because he's an avel. But wearing tefillin, of course he has to wear tefillin, so it must be that other avelim don't wear tefillin.
Right. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling Yecheskel chidushim. He's not telling him aleph beis. You're speaking to another, you have chidushim. So he has a chidush that an avel is aser from Talmud Torah, and an avil is usher in Sheila Shalom, even though by other individuals there's a chiv of Hayisav Yomam V'Layla. There's a chiv of having Makdim Shalom Achol Adam, etc. So over here, that which is being told, the chiddush is in terms of the avil taking a step back. However, Per Chachavlish, where you have to tell Yecheskel to wear tefillin, Barer that the Yecheskel wear tefillin. So over here, the chiddush is as opposed to other avilim. You have to tell Yecheskel to wear shoes. Everyone wears shoes. In other words, so you simply interpret everything contextually, so that everything will come out as a chiddush. So the chiddush in Hanei Kedom is that avelim are asur in Talmud Torah. The chiddush in Perchot Chavosh is that Yecheskel is an exception to the world of avel. And the Tosus in Ksuvus, similar but a little different, that we have within the pasuk heterim and isurim. What are we learning out? In other words, what will be, in what area do we have Avelim learning out from Yecheskel, and in what area do we have Avelim not learning out from Yecheskel? We learn out the Yisurim, we don't learn the Heterim, which is nice, you know, in general. You know, we always say that Heterim you have to wonder, you know, worry about. But within the world of Avel, it doesn't fit in so beautifully because Havacha Ba'avel Kedivrei Hamekel. But, okay, but that's Tosfos. Okay, so we have these various terutzim within Tosfos. What I did want to discuss with you, I think we can begin it today certainly, is if we look at the formulation of the world of the Iser of Tefillin within the Rambam and within the Shulchan Aruch, l'chora we are pushed to conceptualize the Yisur of Tefillin in different manners. Let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. Look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Pei Aleph Sif Aleph, Eilu Dvarim Sheha'avil Aser Bahem. Bimalacha, Birachitza, Bisika, Binilas Asando, Tashmish Shamita, Aser Likros Batora, Aser Bishela Shalom, Bikvisa, Chayev Batifa Sarosh, Kfiya Samita, Kol Shiva, Aser Laniach Tefillin Biyom Rishon, Aser Begiyutz B'Tisparet Simcha Ichikera Kol Lamed, etc. And does did anyone have a chance to just take an overview of the next 10 simanim in Shulchan Aruch? What are the next 10 simanim? Taking these one by one, according to the order, right? Siman Shin Pei Beis deals with Malacha. Shin Pei Gimel deals with Rechitza. Shin Pei Dalad Nilas Asandel. Shin Pei etc. Just goes through in order. Okay, look at the Rambam. First, we have the Rambam in the beginning of Perak Alfach Aleph that we already saw, and then the Perak Helach Aleph that we also had a chance to glance at. Mitzvus Aseilus Abela HaKrovim, right? This is the marker of the Rav that Avelus is a mitzvah Balev. Shenemar Vachalti Chatos Hayom Hayitav Ve'enei Hashem. And this is the world of Aninus. The Rambam has a parallel between Avelus and Aninus. He learns out one from the other. However, Ein Avelus Menatora Ela B'Yom Rishon Bilvad Shu Yom Misa V'Yom Kfura. We won't get involved in the details. Avol Shar Shiva Yomim Einon Din Torah. even though we find Vayas Laviv Evel Shivas Yamim by Yosef over Yaakov, Nitna Torah v'Niskacha Halacha Moshe Tikein Yisrael Shivas Yemei Avelus v'Shivas Yemei Mishta. We'll come back to this when we deal with the Chasan in terms of Shivas Yemei Mishta. So we have a Doraisa Avelus of Yom Rishon and the Drabanan of Shivas Yamim. Therefore, in Halacha Hey Perak Hey, Eilu Dvarim Sha'avel Aser Behem Yom Rishon Min HaTorah U'Bishar Yamim Midivreihem. Aser L'Sapir L'Chapes L'Irchotz L'Asuch Shamish Mitaso V'Chulei V'Chulei Hakol Achad Asar Dovar. What's missing in that list that the Mechaber has in his list?
Tefillin.
Tefillin. The Rambam puts in Perek Dalet Halachates Ha'avel biyom rishon bilvad aser lahaniach tefillin v'le'echol mishalo v'chayev leishev amita kfuya u'bishar yemei ha'eva mutar le'echol mishalo meniach tefillin etc. And he quotes the pasuk by Yecheskel. Okay. The Ravid was bothered by Mita Kriya. We're not into that. But the question is, what exactly is going on? That the Rambam is quite clear that we have a distinction between Yom Rishon and Shar Yamim, one Doraisa and the rest Rabbanan. And he quotes all of the Nihuge Avelus in one Perek, except for Tfilin, that he puts separately, as opposed to the Mechaber, who includes Tfilin in the list of Nihuge Avelus. What chakira could you raise to explain that perhaps the Rambam understood the Iser of Tefillin differently than the Mechaber? How did the Mechaber view the Iser of wearing Tefillin? As one of the Nihuge Avelus. We have Yud Aleph Nihuge Avelus, and one of those Nihuge Avelus is not wearing Tefillin. The only difference is that most Nihuge Avelus are for Shiva, and this is for one day. Okay, but we already know that there's a difference between the first day and the latter days in terms of Doraisa and Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan were pulled all of them into the 7 days. This one remained on the level of the first day. However, within the Rambam, what appears, it's not a din of Nihuge Avelus. What?
It seems like it's more tied to the Nihuge.
That somehow it deals with a different category. The way the Rav wanted to define the category is that we have a Chalosh Shem Avel. Chalosh Shem Avel Yom Rishon, parallel to the world of Aninos. He's a different type of a person. Such a person, Begavra, should not wear tefillin, pe'ercha, this is not a time for pe'er on that difference. My nafgamina, whether we're dealing with the world of Nihuge Avelus or we're dealing with Chalosh Shem Onen, so I sent you to a machlokes achronim. What happens if we have an individual who loses a relative during Chol HaMoed? When does that person begin counting Shiva?
After.
Shiva begins Yisruchak. In Chutz La'aretz, the counting after begins on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. But let's say in Eretz Yisrael, the Shiva begins Yisruchak. What goes on during Chol HaMoed? Nichum Aveilim. Nichum Aveilim is during Chol HaMoed, and then we have the Shiva. All the dinim of the Nihuge Avelus begin afterwards. I just quoted to you from the Shulchan Aruch, Ela Noeg Beregel Dvarim Shebetzina, that's Machokas Rishonim, according to the Rambam, no, according to the Rishonim, yes. Mone Shiva Lacha HaRegel, Ko Yemei HaRegel, Rabbi Misaskim Bo LeNachamo. What about Tfilin? When is there a halacha that this avel should not put on tefillin? So we have a machlokes achronim. Look in the Gilyan Hamarsha. He quotes Das Knesses Hagdola, Lo lo haniach tefillin biyom rishon acha haregel. That when he begins shiva, he shouldn't put on tefillin that first day. Mishneh Berurah says, Im meis o nikvar b'chol hamoed, meniach tefillin bein b'chol hamoed. People in Chutz La'aretz. Bein la'achar ha-moed, af shehu yom rishon la'avelus, mikol makom kvar nichamuhu menachamim b'moed. Namely, if we're dealing, according which would fit in with the Rambam and which would fit in with the Shulchan Aruch from a conceptual perspective. that if the Knesset HaGdolah appears like the Shulchan Aruch, that we have Nihuge Avelus of Shiva, and within those Nihuge Avelus of Shiva we have Tefillin on the first day. So when you begin Shiva, that's when you begin the din of Tefillin the first day. But on the Chol HaMoed, there are no Nihuge Avelus, but what is there? There is Nichum Avelim. He has a Chol Shem Avel Begavar, Shaykh to be Menachem him. And therefore, Isru Chag already, in other words, this is not the time that he began the Chalosh Shem Avel. Okay, we'll start with this Bli Neder next time. There's just a few more Ha'aros. And then we'll continue in the Gemara into the world of Mitzta'er. And that will segue us, that's the word nowadays, right? That will segue us into Chasan Fushushbinav. And I'd like next time to learn the Gemara until Daf Kavav, until Hochei Drachim, up to not including. And within the world of Chasan Vishushbinov, everyone has what to say. Rashi, Tosfos, the Ran, the Rosh, the Baal HaMor, the Ravid. And what you'll see is that we'll have a machlokas, what are the Pturim of Chasan Vishushbinov based on, that we have over here the Sugya of Osik Mitzvah. We have the Sugya, a small Sugya of Mitztayer. Mainaf Gemina, if we're talking about Osik Mitzvah, we're talking about Mitztayer. And then we'll move over into the world of Kosvei Sfarim Utfilin and try and just fill in, you know, with the different types of Osik B'Mitzvah we were speaking about, and the Eif Shalakayim Shneihem, the Ef Shalakayim Shneihem, just to come to a conclusion before we get to Hochei Drachim. Okay? And then Kochei Drachim we'll see separately. So I'll give you a page of my Makamos. It'll be in my box tomorrow morning. Shua, do you have a chavrusa?
I'm in.